Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Attorney General Kevin Clarkson says Governor Mike Dunleavy could sue lawmakers who show up in Juneau rather than Wasilla for the first day of the second special session on July 8th. While the state constitution bars the governor from suing the entire legislature, Clarkson says Dunleavy could ask for a court order to have state troopers round up individual lawmakers and bring them to Wasilla. Clarkson cites a constitutional provision.
He could, under Article 3, Section 16, go to court, not against the legislature, because that's not permitted, but against the absent legislators who are not present in Wasilla, subject to the call, and seek a court order compelling them to go to Wasilla.
Clarkson says the law allowing the governor to name the location for the session is constitutional.
The governor could have picked anywhere. He could have picked Kotzebue or Bethel or Hooslea or mile 135 of the Sterling Highway, literally anywhere in the state.
But the legislature's top lawyer disagrees. Megan Wallace, the director of legislative legal services, wrote in a memo to House Speaker Bryce Edgman that the legal mandate giving the governor the ability to set the location for special sessions may not be constitutional. In the memo, Wallace says the record shows that when the legislature passed the law, legislators didn't contemplate a scenario where the governor would designate a location without an agreement with the legislature. She also says a court could find the law unconstitutional because it gives the governor more power than the Constitution spells out regarding special sessions. The Constitution says a governor can call special sessions but doesn't say they can set the location. She also notes the Constitution says the Capitol is in Juneau. But Clarkson says the drafters of the Alaska Constitution said nothing about the location of special sessions, and he noted that no one until now has challenged the constitutionality of the law allowing a governor to set the location of special sessions they call. The legislature can call itself into a special session at a location and with an agenda that it chooses, but two-thirds of lawmakers must agree, and legislative leaders have said they're one vote short. Legislators differ on where they're planning to be for the first day of the session. For example, Wasilla Republican Representative Colleen Sullivan Leonard says she plans to stay in her hometown.
I live here in Wasilla, so as the governor has called the session here, this is where I will be going for the special session, unless the governor calls it elsewhere.
Clarkson says private citizens may also sue the legislature over the location of the special session. A downtown Juneau neighborhood has a new name, formerly known as the Willoughby District. The area will now be known as the Ock Village District, paying homage to its original residents. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more.
Last year, descendants of some of the original residents of the Juneau Indian Village performed an oral history called Anyat Kusani, Noble People of the Land. In it, they talked about the renaming of traditional Tlingit sites after white settlers, like the area that was once the Akwan clan's summer village. Clan members relocated there from Ok Bay when many went to work in the mines. People now call it the Willoughby District.
Dick Willoughby from Missouri comes to Juneau to make his fortune.
He's a prospector.
He's a snake oil salesman.
He's a crook.
As recounted in the show, Willoughby went on to gain a reputation as a scam artist. He sold copies of postcards to tourists depicting what he called the Silent City. It was actually just a photograph of Bristol, England, superimposed over a photo of Muir Glacier. Even with that reputation, after he died and a road was built through the Juneau Indian Village, it was named after him. It's not entirely clear when the area became known as the Willoughby District, but the name has persisted for years. That is, until the Akwan decided to request the change.
I'm Francis Houston. I am Akwan of the Raven Moiety from the Yuktahit, which is Dipper House.
Houston is spokesperson for the Akwan. She wrote a formal request to the Juneau Assembly earlier this year.
I believe that the new name of Ok Village District is bringing back what is important to the Akwan clan. So, with my opinion, it is showing the respect going back to the rightful people of this area.
The Assembly unanimously approved changing the district's name to the Ok Village District Monday night. Assistant City Manager Mila Cosgrove said it may take some time for locals to stop calling the area the Willoughby District. But the change will be reflected soon as the city works on the downtown wayfinding project.
So signage, instead of referring to it as the Willoughby District, will refer to it as the Auk Village District.
For Houston, changing the name is also a way of honoring her mother, clan leader Rosa Miller, who asked her to take on the role of speaking for her clan.
I never thought I would be doing this, but it's important. I know that I'm doing something important for the clan, and that's to stand tall.
Earlier this year, students led an effort to add a Tlingit name to Juno Douglas High School. The school board approved the proposal, adding Yada'ak Hatle, meaning beautifully adorned face, to the school's name. In Juno, I'm Adeline Baxter.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced good news today for the company backing the proposed Pebble Mine. The EPA is officially reconsidering the proposal it made during the Obama administration to block the Southwest Alaska project. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
The latest in this stop-and-go process came in a memo from EPA General Counsel Matt Leopold to the regional EPA office that includes Alaska, Region 10. The administrative history on this is complicated, and that's reflected in the memo. It directs Region 10 to resume considering whether to withdraw its 2014 proposal. That was the proposal that buoyed the hopes of mine opponents. It concluded that a large mine poses an unacceptable risk to the streams and fish runs of Bristol Bay. The new memo essentially puts the EPA back to the early months of the Trump administration, when the agency was considering whether to toss the Obama-era proposal. But in 2018, then-EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt surprised everyone by halting the bureaucratic action, leaving the 2014 stream protection proposal in place. Leopold's memo restarts the action. It doesn't order the EPA to withdraw the 2014 proposal, only to resume deliberations on whether to withdraw it. Leopold was in Bristol Bay this month to hear opinions on the mine. The Pebble Partnership has proposed a scaled-down mine that it says is safe. Opponents say Pebble is trying to get approval for an unrealistically small mine that it will then try to expand. Meanwhile, EPA's Region 10 is working on its evaluation of Pebble's proposal. It's due July 1. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A University of Alaska professor was taken to task by a Chinese drone manufacturer after she criticized the security of the product. UAF's Kathy Cahill testified to Congress last week about the civilian uses of unmanned aircraft systems. KUAC's Robin interviewed Cahill about the backlash.
One of Alaska's U.S. senators, Dan Sullivan, is on the U.S. Senate Committee for Commerce, Science, and Transportation. And in fact, he chairs the subcommittee on security. He convened a hearing last week on drone security and invited a panel of experts, including Dr. Kathy Cahill. She's the director of the Alaska Center for Unmanned Aircraft Integration at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
We are an FAA test site. We are one of 9 UAS integration pilot program sites. We're one of the 15 core universities in the Center of Excellence. We're one of the top programs in the entire country.
Cahill testified next to military, commercial, and law enforcement experts about using unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS, what are commonly called drones.
We don't like the term drones. It implies that it is brainless, mindless, and that there's no human in the loop.
The experts told the Senate committee how UASs are used for search and rescues, pollution detection, and cargo delivery. In her written remarks, Cahill mentioned that Dajiang Innovations, DJI, the Chinese company that dominates the small commercial UAS market, makes the most cost-effective systems available.
The Chinese have cornered the market because they produce a high-quality, cheap product. But we don't trust them.
She warned that DJI machines reportedly automatically sent data back to the manufacturer, and she cautioned that Chinese companies may be required to provide intelligence to their government and military. Here's what she said in her spoken testimony last week to the Senate committee.
We need to be very careful that we don't give up the security, intellectual property, and unmanned aircraft manufacturing we have here in the U.S. during our rush to advance the positive impacts of UAS technologies at the lowest cost possible.
Immediately after the hearing, in a statement to Politico, DJI called Cahill's remarks false speculation. The company said it gives customers, quote, full and complete control over how their data is collected, stored, and transmitted. KUAC was not able to get a DJI representative to comment.
I stand by my testimony. DJI can protest, but we've all read the reports about China requesting intelligence from all of their industries.
She says Chinese-made UAS machines are in Alaska, including one being used by students at University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says the program uses it as a flying camera to take pictures of scenery. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Here's the weather forecast from the local National Weather Service office for the Juneau Borough and Northern Admiralty Island. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs around 80. With the clear skies tonight, the Geophysical Institute at UAF has an aurora forecast of 2, low activity. Weather permitting, low-level displays will be visible low on the northern horizon, as far south as Anchorage and Juneau. And that's the KTOO News Update for Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea.